for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
There you are. Come down.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
There must be 400 people here.
400 people would fit in the house. There must be 800.
All four families.
All four families. And their families.
And their families' families. And their servants and their dogs and their concubines.
Oh, it's a day we will always remember.
Did you see the boy in front?
That was Matthew. With the fronds, that was Matthew.
Matthew? How did I not recognize him? I thought the boy was older.
He's 8 now. That was him. He wanted to be a part of it. The palm fronds were his idea.
Oh, he's so tall.
Like my father.
And just us grinning like a fool. Oh,
where is he?
Oh, somewhere. Talking with your father. Talking with the other fathers. He's working on his next big thing, I'm sure, now that this is done.
It is a good plan, and everyone knows it's his. But he's not done. And I think my father likes him even less than you do.
Whoa. You may be right, Katzia, but for now we must wait.
You make me wait too long, Justas.
Oh, come on now. You know I don't go that way.
You should try it. You never know. I bet I could change your mind.
I hate to tell you this, but I have no use for any of that. For me, all of this, women and men and what they do together.
Yes?
It's like watching the Romans eat pork. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but it's just not for me. I have no use for it.
When you see them eating pork, doesn't your stomach long to taste it? Doesn't your tongue long to feel what it's like in your mouth.
You are trouble. You know that?
I'm worth it.
Your husband keeps staring at us.
My husband wants to stare at us. He likes to stare.
Well, let me see if I can set you up with someone who can put on a better show than I can.
Oh, I think you've already made a good enough show for all of us.
Okay, act like, what the fuck?
I'd like a word, Justas. So would the other fathers.
Everyone says it's his plan. That doesn't make it true. We didn't need the plan. We needed Jesus. We needed the Messiah.
Well, we're not there yet. Jesus needs to leave the Seder in a few days and just teach between now and then.
I was thinking.
Yes?
We need something big this week, like Lazarus or the feeding of the 5,000.
Those were just Austin's ideas. Those are magic tricks. We can't expect Jesus to do that here.
Of course, you're right, but...
Salome, my love, just tell me.
The feeding of the 5,000? The fish and the loaves? Blessed are the meek? These are what the people want. They want food. That's it. They're fine with revolution. They're fine with throwing out the Romans. But what they want is a belly full of meat and bread.
They should come here. We've got plates of it sitting out going bad.
I'm being sober here.
Justas says we should lay low. Oh,
Justas is the hole in the back of an ass. Something I just came up with.
Justas is right. Salome, if he does anything right now, it will be seen as an attempt to destroy the Sanhedrin. Jesus just walked through the gates, and that's making everyone very, very nervous. Anything he does now will look like an attack on the temple.
Apologies, Magdalena. I didn't wait for introduction.
What is wrong, child?
Jesus has attacked the temple. Where is Justas?
What?
I'll go.
Jesus attacked the temple. It was magnificent. There are Romans everywhere. They have no idea what to do. I need to tell Justas. Where is he?
He's here somewhere. Salome will find him. First, tell me what happened.
That's what happened. He attacked the temple. One man, like a cougar.
How do you know this?
We were with him. Me, Aaron, Matthew, Hulda,
Layla. No, where are Matthew and Layla?
They're fine. They're all fine. Nobody was arrested.
How was nobody arrested?
I don't know. I don't know.
Move! Get out!
Well, this is definitely insane.
This is the man you want. He is the man who planned all of this.
Yes, please, tell the Romans that I catered this event. My dear Maximus Cockmunchimus, I'm the one who picked out these figs. Please drag me away in chains.
My old friend, you can claim to not know what your Judean pretender just did, but you're the genius, the man behind the man. This is your thief, the master thief who stole your coin.
Where is Mary? Get your hands off of me. Where is Mary?
Just us. This is a matter for men. There are no skirts to hide behind. You're gonna do this walk alone.
You can't do this to me.
You're right. Of course I can't. Or, wait. Look. I'm doing it. I just did it. It's done.
Wait, what am I being arrested for? I don't even know what he means.
Jesus became... I don't know that I've ever seen a man that angry before. I've never been in a war, but I imagine that warriors have that look in their eyes. He leapt on the money changers. He turned stone tables over and they shattered into rubble. There were shekels running into the blood drains by the sacrifices.
But no arrests?
No. They stood around dumbfounded. The Romans stood outside, the Jews stood around inside. Nobody did anything. This is what the Messiah does. This is how he deals with Caesar and Herod, and neither the Romans nor the Jews could act. God struck them dumb and lost. Not one of them moved.
Because they didn't know what to do. Of course, they don't know who to turn to on the steps of the temple. It's neither Jewish nor Roman, and nobody knows who is in charge of that.
Jesus was in charge.
This was just us.
No, please.
No, this was his idea. Oh, he may have ruined everything.
Magdalena, please, you must know he never wanted to...
He wanted to prove that Jesus was in charge. He wanted to prove that he could be in charge. Everyone knows Justas is behind this campaign. He was smirking and shaking hands and grabbing bags of coin right along the parade route. Oh,
Mary.
Salome, tell Mary, please tell her if Justas had known.
Of course he knows. He was using this to feature his services. The biggest platform he has ever stood upon this. Oh, 5,000 people shouting the name of Jesus. And Justas standing behind him with a nod and a wink.
It wasn't Justas.
A man with no more faith than a worm using the Messiah to clean the pockets of all the men who stand next to him. Where are the fathers?
It wasn't Justas.
How do you know?
Because Justas is on his way to prison.
What?
He's on his way to prison.
For what? What did he do?
They say he's a thief. Mary.
Yes.
He was arrested on your front door. The father of the... your father. The other fathers. They gave Justas to the Romans.
What? Why? What does this mean?
They think he's...
They know he's behind Jesus. They know this is his idea.
That is unfortunate.
Why? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for speaking this way, but please, someone tell me, what does this mean?
It means he will end up as part of the forest of Golgotha.
What?
He will be crucified.
When?
I wouldn't plan on him being there for Shabbos.
Justas. Baruch Hashem.
Oh, don't worry yourself, Salome. This is all part of the plan.
With some small relief, you can still make jokes.
Oh, no, no. No joke here. I'm playing the long game. I got them right where I want them.
I'm here to offer you help.
And what do you propose? Do you want to speak to Pilate? Maybe he'll offer to let someone go in time for Passover.
Magdalena asked.
What?
Mary? She asked. He said no.
Wow. Magdalena asked Pontius Pilate, the scourge of Palestine, if he would let a Jew go before Passover.
He said no.
I should imagine he did.
I am here to offer you help.
You could grab one of those soldiers and see if we could do a prisoner swap.
You're all prisoners in Jerusalem.
Are you actually saying that to me right now? Here, let me show you my hands. They are actually bound. I'm not in bondage like we were in Egypt. I'm in bondage like bondage. I am bondaged.
There is worse news.
Probably won't be worse for me.
Jesus has been arrested.
Oh. Oh, shit. That wrecks my plan. I was hoping he would overthrow the Roman Empire in the next hour or so, save me from the cross.
You won't be the only one up there.
Pilate got him.
Our Messiah is about to be crucified.
I don't get it. Isn't he the Christ? Why doesn't he just save himself? Or, wait, why doesn't he save the both of us?
Don't you fear God?
At the moment, my fear is being all used up on other stuff.
Tell me this, have you been imprisoned unfairly?
That's your question? Yes. Yes, of course, they arrest me because they blame me for your Messiah's temper tantrum.
They arrested you for being a thief. Are you a thief?
No!
You're not a thief. That a truth or a lie?
Love of God. Yeah, fine! Yes! I'm a thief! I have over the course of my life stolen!
Then this is your payment.
Aren't you a thief? Aren't you a sinner? Shouldn't you be arrested too?
I have been baptized.
Great. You know what? Tell the guards I need to be baptized too. Just let me run down to the river real quick.
That's why I'm here.
Wait, really? We're going to the river? How did you...
No. We can't go to the river. But I can baptize you here.
I don't understand.
If you accept Jesus the Christ as the Messiah, I can baptize you, and you'll be saved.
Seriously? How did you get them to agree to that?
Who?
Pilate, the Romans.
Agree to what?
To letting me go.
I think you're misunderstanding me. If you are baptized, then we are saving your soul.
You're offering to baptize me?
Yes.
Even though it won't get me out of prison?
Yes. Well, no. It will get you out of prison, the prison of sin, the prison of your broken soul. Just not out of this actual prison you're in.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Thanks.
You do not fear God. Even now. Even now, you do not fear God.
There were three children living at the whorehouse my uncle ran. That's what we called him, our uncle, when I was little. And we decided we were siblings. Though I don't know if the other two had the same mother. My sister, the younger, wanted to know where the sun went at night. I didn't know, but I didn't want her to know that I didn't know, so I told her this. There are two suns, I said. One of them shines all day long, and the second one follows along at night. The second sun hides. He gives off no light and no heat, but he is there, always looking down on you. You will never know where he is, but he is always there, peering into the shadows and watching you in dark moments when you think that you're alone. I was a cruel child. And my sister was terrified of this second son. She had a name for it. She never told me. And she swore sometimes that she could see it. And she lived in horror that this second son would see her, discover her secrets. And finally, when the game became tiresome to my older brother, he pulled my sister aside and said, I could tell you that there is no second son because, of course, there is no second son. The very idea is stupid, but instead, I'll ask you this. If it gives off no light, and no heat, if it can't reach you, and it can't touch you, and it can do nothing to change your life, then why are you even scared of it? It doesn't affect you at all. Tell it your secrets. Let it discover whatever it wants. It will never touch your life.
Yes.
So why would I bother? What kind of fool am I?
That's a good question.
I wasn't actually asking a goddamn question!
You what kind of fool you are.
Fine.
You're the kind of fool who mocks us for believing in an invisible sun while the rest of us are staring at the moon.
Wait.
Wait! She asked Pilate to let me go.
Yes.
Why me? Why not Jesus?
He told her no. He has a plan.
He has a plan?
He has a plan.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Leave me alone with him.
Not alone, but I'll stand away.
Just us. Just us?
I am a thief.
No.
I am a thief.
No. You are the storyteller.
If I am the storyteller, then listen. I am a thief.
No. The other man is the thief.
There are three of us.
The third is... That's Jesus.
I can't see him.
Well, he's right there. The Messiah is on the cross.
Oh, sweet thing. You lost a lot of messiahs lately, haven't you?
No. None were lost. I haven't lost any. I've lost you.
Oh, Mama. You know where I keep the records.
Don't talk of that now, please.
This is still our work, still your work. You know, the records, where we keep the coin. It's yours.
What should I? Is there any?
You know what to do. Listen. Just listen. You are the storyteller.
But what do I do?
I can't help you now. You're there, I'm here. It's your job now. Now, I am a thief.
No. He is the repentant thief. He is the Christ. And you are the unrepentant thief.
When another Messiah comes along, you know what to do. We can still do this.
I want a different story. I want a different ending.
Then make it.
How? What? How? Just us, how? I can't save you all.
You're the messenger bird. Make story tied to your leg.
You make no sense.
I can see your wings.
This isn't the ending. This can't be.
I won't leave.
Move, kid. Don't you see what's happening?
What is the ending then? What now? Just us. Tell me what now? Please. Please! It's Omelette! Please let me in.
Get away from here.
Coin. Coin just does. Right. Coin. It's always coin. I know where the coin is. Problems, right? Some coin, and we can buy your way back down, buy his way back down, buy new lives, a few coins to buy. It's more than coin, right? It's. Why aren't you here? What now? What do I do now? Just us! What do I do with a handful of coins and a wet tunic?
There's nobody here. Let's move.
Magdalena, we need to do something.
Amalem, there is nothing to do.
There is. I need your help.
Yes, of course. What do you need?
I need to hide. I can't be on the street where they'll find me.
Wait, 1 second. I'll get you something warm. Can you stay in the shed? I can bring you food.
I need nothing. I just need to hide.
Wrap yourself in this. You're wet. You will be cold.
I can't go to the... Magdalena, I can't wrap myself in a white robe in the shed. I'll ruin it.
It's too small for Matthew now. Better that it keep you warm. Go.
Go.
jokes on you. You're the one who thinks the Roman will help. Nobody does it for love, right? They do it for coin. I have a message from your wife.
From... Come away. What is wrong with you, kid? You look like a drowned cat.
I need you to bring tools to the new tomb. I need to go inside.
Look, kid, this isn't enough coin to even...
There is more. Meet me with tools before the sun comes up in the morning. I need to get inside. This I can do, Justas. This I can do. Coin and wood can break fear and iron. I can bring you both back down. I know how to do this. I can bring you down from there.
I brought the only tools I could.
Is this supposed to be funny?
What more do you want? It's a tool.
This is a broken crucifix. This is wood that killed my people!
Wood is wood, kid. This is what you've got.
Stand lookout. Watch for the sun.
Put the beam under the rock. Wedge it there with that stone and lean on the back. The stone will move.
Oh my God.
The sun is coming up.
Do not come in here.
Why?
This is not for you.
Let me see.
Here is your coin. Let me dress in peace.
Kid.
What? What? This is not for you! Not now! You have your coin. Now go! Before the sun rises.
My heart will shatter. I just know it.
None of us will allow our hearts to break. We will.
Hold! The stone has moved.
Hand me the torch.
Do not be alarmed.
You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Thank you. Thank you.
The robe suits you.
It was a gift. It is perfect.
Do you know where he is?
There was nobody here when I came in, and I rolled the stone away myself.
And that's as it should be. So, what now?
The disciples will be next. The 12.
Of course. And then many more.
They can't get us all. There are 10,000 of us. We'll tell the story.
Do you know what the story is?
Yes. Do you?
think so.
What will they say?
Of whom?
All of us. What will they say?
They will say you are an angel.
That's right.
They will say an angel was sitting in the empty tomb. They will say that the angel told Mary and Salome and Magdalena that Christ is risen.
And
Christ will appear before his disciples and then disappear again. And the Romans will walk out of Israel with their swords in their sheaths, just as Justus said. And the world will know the Messiah long after the Roman Empire has crumbled to dust.
And what will they say of Justus?
Nothing.
Yeah. And that's the story. For now. Did the disciples know?
They know. I worry about them. Some of them. They won't all make it.
That's all right. They aren't supposed to all make it. We've got the people. The people will spread the story. They'll write the book.
Yes.
What do you think it will say of you and Salome?
Oh, I don't know. Amalem, they will say we are saints. Or more likely, they will say his mother is a saint and that we are whores. I don't know.
But they will know that Jesus is the Christ.
Amalem, you did nothing with the body.
Are you asking me?
What did you do?
Is it important?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you want the truth? Or do you want the story? What if one thing is too horrible to behold and the other is too wonderful?
Tell me.
I want to tell you the truth. I did nothing. The tomb was empty. Christ is risen.
Then let's go.
Presents Amalem by Sean Williams, directed by Jordana Williams, sound design by Bart Fassbender, music by Adam Blau, produced by Kara Ehlenfeld, featuring Danny Martinek, Yolanda Kay, Charlie E. Parker, Nat Cassidy, Kelly Ray O'Donnell, Sean Williams, Ian Williams, and Kristen Vaughn. Special thanks to Augustus Alexander, Steve Alexander, Micah Busey, Julie Castle, Dan Coyce, Harper Coyce, Lyra Coyce, Kate Cosma, Will Lowry, Lori Parquet, Stacey Raymond, Alia Smith, Moira Stone, Barnaby Williams, and Marlena Williams.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.